Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury. It seems not much time passes before we hear of the launch of some new SVOD service. Comcast's acquisition of DreamWorks Animation is the latest example of consolidation in content creation and distribution in the media market. But a little earlier, the French media company Vivendi had entered into a deal with Italy's Mediaset, one which is regarded as having wide-ranging implications for the industry. Paolo Pescatori of CCS Insight discusses this and other moves towards providing OTT services with Graham Lovelace, ASI's Media Technologies Director.
Two major European media groups are in the news, the French media conglomerate Vivendi and Mediaset, Italy's largest private broadcaster. The pair have agreed an alliance under which Vivendi will own Mediaset's pay TV business. Analysts say the deal has big implications for the European media industry. Well, to help us understand what the deal involves, we have Paolo Pescatori on the line. Paolo is director of Multiplay at CCS Insight. Paolo, could we start by understanding the strategic rationale? Why is Vivendi doing this and the nature of the deal itself?
So, hello there, Graham. So basically, Vivendi has grander aspirations in Europe. And, you know, part of the philosophy with the agreement with Mediaset is consistent with its strategy to become a content powerhouse in Southern Europe, with potential scope to expand beyond that into other European markets. And the company has been steadily increasing its stake in a variety of media companies. For example, last year, it brought together two leading European content production companies, Banijay Group and Zodiac, and took a 26.2% stake in the combined venture. This latest alliance with Mediaset is effectively a share swap, with both companies receiving a 3.5% stake in each other. And Mediaset has sweetened the deal by offering its pay TV operation, Mediaset Premium. And Premium, as Vivendi's market value is roughly six times that of Mediaset.
I see. And of course, Vivendi owns Canal Plus in France and also Canal Sat pay TV services in France. So this is a much bigger opportunity for them to become much bigger in TV.
Exactly. They also have other interests as well, you know, such as the Universal Music Group, and they've shown interest in acquiring stakes in a number of game publishers as well. So they are really looking to consolidate the European content and media market.
You mentioned the word consolidation there, then. So is this why the deal is so significant? Is this all about consolidation?
Yes, we're seeing that. We've seen that now over the last couple of years. And effectively, it creates, well, the alliance of Vivendi and Mediaset creates a strong rival to Sky. Sky has consolidated its own position in Europe, as we all know, through the acquisition of Sky Germany and Sky Italia. And this, as a result, has partly prompted this latest alliance. And you can see why Sky was so interested in acquiring Mediaset's pay TV operation in Italy. Overall, you know, we believe this deal is a potential game changer. It heralds a new era in content creation, acquisition, commissioning and distribution in Southern Europe. And as I said earlier, we expect that to build beyond Southern Europe into other European markets. We've seen pay TV providers come under significant competitive pressure with the arrival of providers like Netflix. And of course, telcos are adding TV and video services as part of Multiplay offers as well.
Something about the Italian market itself, Paolo. What opportunities could it offer Vivendi?
That's interesting because Vivendi actually disposed of many of its telco assets, including SFR in its home market, with the intention of creating this media empire. And as part of this, Vivendi surprisingly actually acquired roughly a 25% stake in Telecom Italia, having invested, I believe, in the region of around 3 billion euros. So there's interesting synergies there with having a significant presence with the leading incumbent who is moving heavily into content. But we foresee at some point in the future, Vivendi looking to increase its stake in Mediaset and may use its stake in Telecom Italia ultimately to raise funds to acquire that stake in Mediaset medium to long term.
Now, every key development in media these days has got to mention Netflix. And indeed, in this one, I read that some reports and analysts are seeing this as a move to take on Netflix. What's your view on that?
Well, effectively, the main objective of this deal is to develop and roll out an online video service. You know, and by doing so, the companies will most likely merge their online video assets into a newly created offering. You know, these include Mediaset's Infinity Italy and Infinity Spain services, as well as Vivendi's own German service, Whatchever. And just in case your viewers aren't aware, at the recent MIP TV show in Cannes, Vivendi announced Studio Plus, a new service to produce video content primarily for mobile devices. So there's a clear commitment towards content distribution across multiple connected devices. And it is also worth noting that last year, Vivendi finalized the acquisition of Dailymotion, which gave it a ready-made platform for online video delivery. So there's a clear strategic priority to focus on OTT video, which is an area that Netflix clearly dominates. And all this goes to show is that the future of delivering video TV is all about the internet.
Yeah, I've forgotten the Dailymotion deal. As you say, it's all these sort of pieces all come together, don't they? What other consolidation plays then are likely in the future?
Well, for those of you that know me, I do like looking into my crystal ball. So I've already mentioned the one, you know, we expect longer term Vivendi to raise its stake in Mediaset, although the deal prevents it from acquiring more than 5% of Mediaset shares for the next 3 years. And we talked about the scenario of what might happen in Italy. I still believe strategically it makes more sense for Vodafone to buy Sky, given the importance of content. Firmly believe that Netflix remains a takeover target for one of the leading web giants. And it also seems that Disney could be potentially interested as part of its own grander plans to focus on OTT and direct to consumer. Without a shadow of a doubt, this latest move by Vivendi will spark more consolidation, not only in media, but among operators as well. You know, the European market continues to be driven by convergence, with moves towards a handful of key players that own assets in both connectivity and content. With that in mind, you know, we firmly believe that BT will buy ITV over the next few years. Other free-to-air commercial broadcasters are also up for grabs. And so they're very much an attractive target, not only for Vivendi's rivals, but also telecom providers as well.
This is quite a three-dimensional game of chess that's developing, isn't it?
We need 360-degree view in virtual reality, Graham, to sort it all out.
Fantastic. We're working on that at ASI. Fantastic. Thank you very much indeed, Paolo. That's Paolo Pescatori, the Director of Media and Multiplay at CCS Insight.